Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7-Eleven here. WCCO Dave Lee with the head coach of the University of Minnesota Golden Gopher football team, PJ Fleck. Coach, Happy New Year. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Dave. How are you?
Well, I'm excited for you. We were just so excited to see that final poll, and I don't remember the last time the Gophers were number 10 in the final numbers. But and I know as a coach, PJ, I know you want to do better. But for us fans, man, congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, our kids played extremely hard all year, really bought into the process this year. For a team that was picked 6th in the West, to be able to finish top 10 in the country is a huge accomplishment for them, huge accomplishment for the staff. It's really nice that Minnesota's recognized nationally of what we're doing and what we're becoming and what we can be.
Yeah, well, well done. And then also I wanted to mention this, too, because I know this is a passion of yours as well. University of Minnesota student-athletes continue to excel at historic levels in the classroom, and there's some information that came out of that John and Nancy Lindahl Academic Center. But your student-athletes, PJ, combined average a school record 3.33 GPA. That was pretty impressive.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, when you start looking at our whole athletic department, you know, there's a reason that we're top 10 in the country. There's a reason why our athletics programs are so, so good right now. And that's Mark Coyle. You know, I wouldn't have come here without Mark Coyle. And if he wasn't the AD, because his vision was exactly what my vision was to create champions academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually, and be able to find people that wanted to do that. And, you know, you're only good as the people around you, no matter what, whether you're a student athlete, whether you're a head football coach, and the people that pour into you. And our student athletes have so many resources and they have so many people who care about them. But I think Mark Coyle deserves a lot of that credit. You know, we have the highest GPA as a 3.21 that we've ever had as a football program, and we're a top 10 team in the country. A lot of times those don't go hand in hand, but our program and the University of Minnesota does. So I hope people around our state truly, truly understand and respect the job Mark Coyle's doing, because there's not like many of them out there that do it that way. And it's really special, and we should be thankful that we have them.
3 years ago, when he approached you about taking this job, 3 years from now, I don't know exactly how you set your goals, Coach Fleck, but did you expect number 10 in the country in 3 years?
Well, it wasn't necessarily within a certain time frame. Each year we laid out exactly what it would look like. I never mentioned winning to him in terms of W's, never mentioned numbers that way. But, you know, year one was a dig. You know, year two, we had to pour the foundation with the youngest team in America. And then year three, we talked about this framework. And we talked about this years ago about year three is when you start to usually see where the program's headed somehow, some way. You can start to see it being built, and you can start to see what it looks like when it's being built. And I think people around the country have seen how we've been able to restore the traditions of old here. You know, we didn't come here to change tradition. We came here just to change the way we do things, the culture. And I think we've done that. But we've also restored the traditions of old, whether that's, you know, winning 11 games for the first time since 1904, winning 7 conference games for the first time ever, or now being ranked in the top 10 at the final AP poll for the first time since 1962. That's that restoration that we're talking about. And to have restorations, you go through framework and framing and things like that. And so that's what the whole year three was. So every year has its own process and what we're becoming. And, you know, it's just truly it's a reflection of how hard these young people worked all season and how they believed in something bigger than themselves.
Recruiting, I don't know how much you can say about it. How satisfied are you at this point with what's happening?
Well, yeah, we were done for basically 2020. We have one scholarship left, and we're going to continue to go through and use that wisely, no matter, or kind of find out what our options are as we keep going forward, whether that's with a transfer, whether that we're going to sign somebody in February. We just don't know what we're going to do with that one yet. But, you know, obviously the season we have, I get asked all the time, does that help you in recruiting? And my answer kind of shocks people. I said, well, you know, we pretty much had everybody committed. I'd probably say 90% of our team committed by the end of the year when we did have that success. But what it does is it allows you to really hold on to them when everybody else comes after them. And not only that, it springboards you into 2021 and 2022 when we hit the road here in February.
Well, listen, I know you got some things to do this morning, but we just want to say congratulations. That number 10 spot looks pretty good to us lifelong Gopher fans. Congrats on getting that done, and I know next year will probably be a lot better even.
Well, we really appreciate all the support that we've had from our fans, and it's been tremendous, and I'm so excited about where this program's headed, and I hope our fans are too, and I hope they truly realize what we can accomplish, what we already have accomplished, and what we're going to accomplish. So thanks for having us on, Dave. Row the boat, Sky Mile, go Gophers.
He is the head coach of the Golden Gophers, P.J. Fleck. This morning, the final AP poll has Minnesota's football team number 10 in the country.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.